Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Tonight we got a treat. I have a friend, Crystal, who is a spiritual coach, going to join me tonight. So we're in for a real treat. And I want to wish everybody happy spring. And I'm going to bring her on now. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Hey, everyone. Hey, Kelly Jo. I'm excited to be here tonight and chat with everyone.
What drew you to this work?
So it started for me about 20 years ago when there was a lot of kind of chaos and a lot of things going on in the family that I was brought up in, and we couldn't really understand what was happening. And I started to get messages from spirit at that time that helped us heal together as a family. And so that's what got me started, just developing my gifts and wanting to learn more about where these answers and where this guidance is coming from.
And you're a spiritual coach. What does that entail?
Yeah, so I've had a lot of training with life coaching and using the law of attraction to manifest. So I have the component of using my intuition, channeling messages from spirit, but also giving not so much advice, but really empowering people to figure out what their next step is instead of just receiving an answer and not really knowing what to do next with it, or how do I use this information that I'm receiving to expand my evolution and grow on my spiritual journey or reconnect with a loved one and things like that.
Neat. That sounds so neat.
I
guess we probably ought to get calls going. We have our first one, and I'll take it.
Yeah,
first.
Let's not make them wait.
Let you do
let's
it.
Do it.
Okay.
Sure.
11111. Let's see. Hello, 11111.
Hi.
Where are you from and what's your name?
It's Jane. I'm calling from Canada.
Okay, Jane, what is your question?
Well, I just recently lost my job of nearly 14 years and just wondering how my finances are going to be. Like, am I going to be okay financially until I find a new job?
Yes, you will be all right. It's a little scary, but you have a way better job coming in. You're going to put in an application, and you're going to have three jobs vying for your talents. So,
okay.
And that'll probably want the first one will probably occur first week in February, and then all through February you're going to have vying for your talents, and it'll be your pick of which one you want.
Do you mean March, the month of March? Because right now
yeah.
We're heading towards the end of February.
March. What I mean is March. I'm sorry. We're in February.
So the three would come in sometime in March?
In March. Yes, ma'am.
All three?
All three, yes, because you're very good at what you do. And you'll do the same work, but in a different capacity.
Okay. It's still going to be in the same
Right. You'll be doing the same thing. Yes. Crystal, what's your take on this?
Yeah, I definitely see a lot of new job energy coming in. I think your confidence is going to be what directs kind of the time frame or what you attract in. It sounds like, you know, you're a little nervous about it and your faith kind of is wavering. And so you want to make sure that you really get that energy, kind of bring your energy in. It looks like your energy is a bit scattered. Maybe that's why I think Kelly and I are seeing so many different opportunities. I think just kind of bring your heart in. It seems like you're maybe some sort of teacher or caregiver or something of that sort. And so you're needed. That is needed. Just be confident about it, because it really is positive in the future, as long as you can hone in that energy and kind of get rid of those doubts you have.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For your insight.
Sure. Good luck.
Thank you to both.
Okay, 775. Hello, 775.
Hi, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, and what's your name and where you're from?
Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, and I share an apartment with my sister Leslie. The lease is up at the end of June. Will we move to a new place in June, or will we sign like a 6-month lease, because I've heard it's better to rent in December financially than in July.
Yes, I see you doing a 6-monther, and then you'll find your permanent place by December. And it's only within a 5-mile radius of where you already are.
Really? Well, there's a place that we would love to move to. It's called The Reserve, but it's very expensive. I hope that we can move there. Do you think it might be The Reserve, or will it be a different place?
I think it'll be a different place, but you like the different place better, and it'll be more in your be able to accommodate your finances better.
Oh, that sounds really good. Okay, well, that's good news.
Well, and it looks like it'll be a bottom floor, too.
It'll be about what?
The bottom floor.
Oh, yeah. Well, with my back disability, it has to. So that's good. And so it's only about 5 miles away. That's interesting. Okay. Is
what
it Montage, or is it a different place?
Is it where?
Montage.
It's right 5 miles. So it'd be in the same place that you are, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I think there's a place called Montage that's about 5 miles away. And apparently, it's very nice.
So it's going to be affordable. What do you get, Crystal?
Yeah, I see the newness. You know, I see the 6 came out too, so the 6-month lease is good. I feel like in the meantime, I think Kelly's right. It's really close by, and if you look too far, you're going to miss it. So I can see that it's right at the tip of your nose. Don't try so hard. It's like right in front of you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is actually happy news then. And I'm going to go through a chapter 7 here shortly. So what I'm surprised to hear is that a lot of apartments don't really seem too concerned about that, as long as you have a letter in writing from the trustee stating that it has been discharged for the Chapter 7. So, and the good news is that our rental history is impeccable. It's perfect.
Right. You won't have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no
thank
problem.
God.
Don't overthink it. You're overthinking it.
I probably am. You're right.
Yep.
Well, that's good news. Now,
thank you.
And I'm going to start looking now, because I want to get all my ducks in a row. And so probably around December then. And do you think it'll be Montage or a different place?
It's 5 miles away from where you are.
All
that's
right.
What I'm getting.
5 miles
away. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. What color is the building?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. How do we get a hold of you, Crystal?
So I'm on Facebook, Mirrored Hearts. And then I also have a website. It's mirroredheartmystics.com.
Okay. And me, you can reach me at kellyjoepsychic.com or call my number 561-333-5367.
914. Hello.
Hello. Where are you from and what's your name?
My name is Christine and I'm calling from New York.
All right, go ahead,
Christine.
Crystal.
Hi. Hi, Christine. What's going on?
I was just wondering if you could pick up anything on my dog, Star.
Oh, your dog, Star. Yeah. I definitely see that there is, like, some hardship right now, some heartache, maybe on your end of things, or definitely some despair, but I don't feel like it's long-lasting. It looks like there's going to be some sort of revival or something kind of you just have to flow with right now. Something's working itself out of Star's system. And so right now it's just the body kind of pushing it out and doing what it needs to do to allow for healing. But there's good on the other side of it. There's victory. There's celebration on the other side of it. It's just a matter of kind of getting through this part.
Okay.
And then, is he having troubles with his blood? Is he having troubles with his bladder?
No. Not that I know of.
Have you had him checked out?
Yes. It's more so her breathing.
Okay. But you do have to watch his bladder and kidneys. Did they put him on antibiotics?
Yes.
Okay. He might need another round of it because it almost feels congested and pneumonia to me. Did he say he had congestion in the lungs?
Yes.
Okay. So he might need another round of antibiotics, but it's doable.
Yeah, okay. He's going to come back from this. He'll come back from this.
Right.
Okay. I hope so. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see. 631.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, hi. My name is Suzanne, and I'm job hunting. Do you see me getting something
in
March?
Where are you from? Where are you from, Suzanne?
Long Island.
Okay. It's gonna, you're gonna get an interview. They're gonna take a little while to get back to you, but I feel like what'll happen is they'll hire within, the other person will drop out, and then you'll get the job.
Feel like a 7 coming up. I feel like a 7, so maybe the 7th month, or maybe the 7th of a month, but I don't know. It does seem like there's a little bit of process that needs to work itself out.
Well, it can't be July because I'm looking for a school, and school is end of June, so I'm looking for now, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you see bus monitor, do you see a teacher aid job that I just applied for that's close to home? That's what I'm really looking for. I don't know. It's weird that you said the 7th because the deadline to apply was March 6th.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll probably, I can see you driving a bus.
No, I don't want to drive a bus. It would just be bus monitor. But then I'd have to do that in the morning. Then I'd have to do something else in the afternoon. So that's why I was trying
buses. I'm seeing buses.
Will it be the one that's just in the morning, or will it be one that's morning and afternoon?
I see you working, so you'll probably do morning and noon.
Okay. Because, I'm sorry, I was either going to do bus monitor in the morning and then in the afternoon lunch monitor, or do bus in the morning and then bus in the afternoon so I don't have to do
I'm
lunch monitor at all.
I'm seeing bus and bus. I'm seeing buses.
Oh, okay, good.
How come you never thought of
being
a driver?
No, I don't want to be a driver. No way. No, monitor.
All right. All right, no problem, but I see buses. All right, there you go.
Oh, okay. Does the other woman see buses too?
Yeah, I see more of the time frame is going to just be a little bit longer, but I think Kelly's right. I feel like I do feel it's a consistent job. Like, it's the same thing. I don't see you doing two different things.
But like I said, you aren't going to get it tomorrow. It's going to take a minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you will
okay,
be okay.
Like a month
until
or a couple.
You know,
I'm sorry.
It will be okay until then.
All right. So do you have to think I have to wait more than a month, though?
I don't know. But what I'm seeing, it's going to take a minute.
Okay.
It's not like going to happen really quick. But you are going to get a job, and you are going to have enough money to be all right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it'll be tight, but you'll make it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah,
don't
I'm
like,
working now, but I just don't like
fearful.
The job, and it's... What?
Okay, she was trying to say something you were talking over. What, Crystal?
Yeah, don't try to be so fearful about it. Because then you're going to just kind of be stuck in this situation. Whatever situation you're in right now that you're trying to get out of, it's because there's a whole lot of, like scarcity coming from you. I feel a lot of scarcity. Kelly's right. You have a really good opportunity coming. You got to wait a little bit. It's not going to be, like, tomorrow, but it's coming, and you're going to be okay in the meantime. So try not to doubt it. Try to work on your faith.
I will. Thank you. I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. 860.
Hello,
860. Hello. All right, nobody's there. Okay. Are you there? What's your name? Where are you from? I don't hear him either. All right, no, we got dead air. All right. We'll try another number. 914.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Catherine, and I'm from New York.
And
Catherine, what's
your question?
I was wondering if you think my project would go better if I work with Fiona or Neil.
I hear Neil.
Okay.
Because he does the work better.
Yeah, I get the I see a lot of masculine being helpful to balance you out.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Oh,
you have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. See ya.
Okay. 845. Whoops.
Hello,
845.
Hello.
What's your
good
name?
Evening.
Good
Lucy.
Evening. And where are you from?
In New York.
And what's your question?
Hi, Lucy.
Hi. My question is, do you see me leaving my job, quitting my job, or not? Or you see me just working?
I see you staying in your job. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Crystal.
Go ahead. I also see, I see you staying there and working through whatever is kind of going on right now because it feels like a really positive place that you're at. It's stable. It feels like stable. It feels like it's a good job to be at, longevity. But there's some new agreements that you kind of need to work through.
Okay.
And I
what
feel
do you
like
think,
the
Kelly?
Person, I feel like the person that you're having troubles with is going to get transferred, so it'll be better.
Okay, no, we got two bosses, and they changing everything around, and they increasing the load of work that we do every day. And then they also implementing a new system, but because it's a insurance company, and now with the Bernie Sanders going. Like going to be nominated for to be a candidate, then we probably going to usually the warlock is bigger, people get laid off. I don't know.
Well, nothing's happened yet, so you need to get out of your fear mode.
I am not in the fear mode, but then the load every day gets bigger and bigger. And then the system gets complicated because we have to handle a lot of stuff.
Right. They're going to be doing more training too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're going through a really big change in there. I think if you like it, then stay. Like, you're the master of your own fate. So it might be a lot of work, but maybe you're just asked to step up. And when they do make all the final changes, you're going to come through as a front runner and they're going to see that. But if that's something that you don't think that you can do, then be confident enough to make a move. But I don't see anything bad about your job. I think it's going to be good for you. I think it's going to turn out to be good.
And what's happening is you're getting out of your comfort mode.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know,
yep.
What's happening, you're being pushed out of your comfort mode. So, and you're very capable. Mm-hmm. You learn everything. So you're capable of learning. So don't put your, corral yourself, hon.
Okay. Yes. Because I'm putting extra work and extra time.
Yeah.
My time to do what I gotta do.
You got this. You can do it.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Suha. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay. How you get a hold of me? 561-333-5367. KellyJoePsyche.com. Crystal, how do we get a hold of you?
Yep. I'm on MirroredHeartMystics.com. You can find me Mirrored Hearts on Facebook. I'm pretty tech savvy, so you can send me a message.
Okay. Let's see, 720, I think.
Let's hear it.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Lori, and I'm just wondering if you see anything about career or moving.
And where are you from?
I'm from Colorado.
Okay. Yes, you are going to move. Do you want to move out of Colorado?
I'm not living in Colorado right now.
Okay. But you're going to move from where you are and you're going to move more west. And it's job related. Do you handle communications and networking and stuff like that?
No.
What do you do?
I work with kids.
Okay. But there's a
getting a social field too, Kelly, actually. I do feel a social networking type of something. Maybe the people, wherever it is that you're moving to, perhaps the network of people that you know in that area is going to help you with a new job, because I'm feeling that too.
And then you're going to move to another state because it's better.
Okay.
Now,
and
you
said west.
West, yes. Do you do middle school?
But I'm already in California, so I don't know if I could go anywhere west.
Well, you can move west in California.
Yeah.
You know, do you do middle schoolers?
No.
But there's something about middle school in you.
Okay.
Middle school's what, 8, 9, 10, 11?
No, it's the horrible years. It's the 11, 12, 13, 14. It's
the age is 8, 9, 10.
Okay, those are still elementary.
You know, but I'm seeing 8, 9, 10-year-olds.
Okay, that's good then.
Yeah, it's definitely your network of people for the new job. It's something within your network because there's a lot of social energy right now around it. So whatever circles you're in, maybe mom groups or maybe get in a mom group or some sort of social part is going to help you with this part of it, with the job part.
Right. And I see you teaching and also subbing too.
Yeah, I do sub. I do sub right now. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the social aspect would be after I move then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right, because you're going to need a new, like, circle of people.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I'm from Colorado. We're hoping to move maybe back there or maybe to the East Coast. We're not sure yet. But I do know a lot of people in Colorado, so...
I mean,
well, eventually when you're...
end up on the East.
Say that
you
again?
Know.
I was just making a joke. I said, if you keep going west, you'll eventually end up East.
Right.
But eventually when you get older, you will live back in Colorado.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much,
right.
You guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
bye.
Have a good night.
Appreciate it. Uh-huh, you too, bye.
Okay, there's another 111.
Hey.
Hello, 111.
Hi, lady. My name is...
What's your name? Where are you from?
Arizona, Lisa.
And what's your question?
I'm moving to a new place. I've been there for 7 weeks. Everything's going nice. Do you see me having any problems with the landlords, like with papers or anything like that?
They're going to get the, it's a little sniglet, like a little tiny goofy thing, but nothing major.
Yeah, it is nothing major, but I think that you have a tendency maybe to freak out about little things, so don't get discouraged or scared when this little snafu happens that Kelly's talking about, because it looks like it's going to happen. Don't try to run from it. Just handle it. Just take care of whatever it is that you need to do, and I think you'll come out of it all right.
I am going to have a problem.
You're going to have a little something with the paperwork, but it'll get worked out just fine. And this is a way better move for you, and there's better opportunities for you where you are.
Yeah.
Okay. So at the end, he's not going to kick me out.
No. I think there's something missing, it feels like, from the paperwork. But you just got to give up, and it's no big deal.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Three. That's you. 954. Let's see what this is.
Hi,
954.
Hi,
Sharon. What's your question? Where are you from?
I'm in Florida, and my question is about work. It's kind of like I'm still on the schedule. I still really work there, but my job's being done by somebody else.
Go ahead, Crystal.
Yeah, there's definitely a change coming on in for you, and I think you know, it's better. It's something involving you taking a bigger leadership role. I don't think your leadership is being honored where it is. But there's definitely a big shift coming in, and at first it could kind of knock you off your feet. Maybe, I don't know that you don't see it coming, because I think in the back of your mind you do, but you just didn't think that but it's okay, because I see a lot of like prosperity and abundance coming in. It's kind of like they're not appreciating you enough, so you're better off going somewhere else, but for some reason you're not making the move, so Spirit's going to kind of have to make that move for you.
So it's not.
What do you think, Kelly?
With the same company?
Yeah, I see a shift. I see a shift in that company.
Within that
out.
Company.
Well, changing roles, maybe. If you want to stay within the company, I see it. I definitely see a more leadership role, and I see a big change happening. So.
Well, I'm seeing the back. You being working in the back room with all the packages.
And that's what I'm doing now.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that they're not scheduling me to work. They're giving it to other people. I'm not even on the schedule. I'm an employee, but I'm not working. I'm working out of another office on the weekends only. And I was advised to go to my union leader and file a grievance, but I don't, and I told the person I'm afraid to do that because I don't want to be let go for doing that.
Well, if you're backed by a union, though, they would, like, they wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, and it feels like a personality clash. Who did you make pissed off?
Well, there's two bosses. One wanted to let me go, and the other one doesn't want to.
Well, the one that wanted to let you go handles the scheduling. They don't want you around.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm afraid to file the grievance, because that's where I would be working.
So why don't you just try to find a new job?
Because it's with the post office, and it's a good
job.
Well,
ask to transfer to another place.
That's what
I was
trying
to. Yeah, I think there's.
You can't transfer to after you've been there a year.
Oh.
So I didn't know whether just to sit here or, you know, and take the 1 and 2 days a week I do work out of another office for till like the end of August, September, after a year, and do the move then. I don't want to resign, but I don't want to be fired, because if I'm fired, I can't go back.
Right. You won't ever be able to get back there again.
Right.
If you pay your dues and you put in your time, there's going to be an opportunity for you to, like, step up.
Quiet. You've got to quit.
Yeah.
Quit putting your 2 cents in, because that's what gets you in trouble. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but no, because I haven't worked at that office since December.
I understand that, but something was said that made him PO'd.
No, was nothing said. They let everybody go.
Something happened that the person doesn't like your personality. And it's a personality conflict.
Interesting.
Yeah, maybe
you know,
just try to when you do get hours there, just really rise above and show yourself as reliable and a hard worker and a good worker. And I think that you'll be able to kind of shift the relationship there and start to get more hours. There's something with the leadership. There's a lot of leadership kind of conflict happening right now. There's an opportunity for you to grow. Yeah, there's an opportunity for you to grow. You just kind of got to get through, like, the growing pains, as they say, right? It's just tripping down on your ego about it.
Yeah, I do a lot out of another office, and I just, you know, everything's great there. But I just, you know,
maybe
you're
supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, I need the more time, and I just don't want to rock the boat.
You know, and that person that is being the hard one is getting ready to retire anyway, so they're going to retire soon.
Yeah, they do a lot of leadership shifting around, and I know one of them is going, but I'm not sure which one. There's like 4 of them there.
Well, the one that's giving you the hardest time is getting ready to retire. So I wish you luck. And
okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you,
lady.
You're welcome. Okay.
754. Hi, my name is Lori, and I have been let go from my job after 8.5 years, and I am waiting on another one, but HR just keeps, like, I don't know, it takes a while. I want to know if it's going to be coming soon.
Yeah, but it has to pass. It's going to take about a month.
Oh, really?
It has to pass through all these. They're saying they aren't really heads of state, but heads of state. There's like six of them that you got to pass through.
Oh, wow. Does that mean I'm going to get it?
Yes, but it's going to take a long time because they're slow boat to China.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And,
okay,
you know,
thank
but
you.
Yes, go ahead, Crystal.
Yeah, I see. What I see is also very, it's good. There's things that they're just kind of shifting through and things that they're working out on an HR level. I don't think it has anything to do with you. It's not a reflection of you. It's just their process. They're kind of a little bit of a mess internally. So in the meantime, really work on your confidence so that when you do go in for the next step, you can go in confidently and not kind of carrying the energy of, oh, why is everything taking so long? You know, you don't want to go into it like that. You want to go into it like, I'm ready for you and you're ready for me, you know, to really work on your thoughts and then the process.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No problem. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, now we can talk about other stuff.
Gosh, that was so fun, Kelly Jo.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I love it. And it's interesting that there's so much job kind of stuff that's going on. You know, I think with spring happening, you know, this like new beginnings, a lot of people are just looking towards new beginnings for like their careers and things like that.
Totally. And too, you know, the spring equinox and all that. And
yep.
And then there's like, energetically, there's stuff going on where it's time to shift and change, you know. And if you aren't in the right place, universe will shift you where you need to be.
For sure, yeah. So we've been in, like, Mercury retrograde, right? And that's coming to an end the first week of March, I think, on the 9th. And that's also the full moon. So it's like there's a huge purge happening, like you said. Spirit is just like shifting everyone's insides, and it's good. It's just like you said, you got to kind of line up with it, or you're going to be pushed into it.
Oh yeah, you know, it'll tap you on the back of the head gently first, then it taps you a little harder, and then you get hit by a 2x4, and they're like, "Whop! Do you have our attention now?"
It's so true, though. You're right. We're so stubborn as humans.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, but isn't it neat? They can't intervene, but they can, you know, help guide. Your guides are guardian angels.
Yep. They just keep nudging us along to our truth.
Now, when you're counseling people, mm-hmm. when they're, how do you get someone to, if they're like adamant about something and they don't want to hear what you're telling them, how do you handle that?
That's a great question. I think especially, you know, being intuitive, we just continue to speak it. And I feel like our clients or if I'm working with a client and they're hearing things the way they want to hear things, I can only say it so many different ways. And so there comes a point where you have to just let them kind of like the bird you leave in the nest, you know, you plant the seed and you give the information and then you have to give a little bit of room for them to decide what step they're going to take. And then I feel like with like our guides and our angels, you know, Kelly Jo, like our guides can tell us something. And if we're not in alignment, we might take a step that is a little bit off the beaten path. And so our guides just meet us there and they're like, no, back on this path, back to this thing. So I feel like as a coach, that's what I do. Like I can offer the intuition, and you're right. Sometimes it's met with resistance because people have an attachment to their belief systems. And when you try to sometimes, give fresh perspective, they're not ready to hear, it can be met with resistance. You just keep meeting them where they're at.
Correct, correct. You know, and then, you know, timing's everything, you know. And again, I wanted to tell people, with this next new moon, it's going to be a really intense moon. So write your intentions on a piece of paper, write a letter to the universe so that you can manifest what you want to manifest for yourself. So that's a good time. And then
intentions. Mm-hmm. I also like dream boards or vision boards. Have you ever made one of those?
Oh, absolutely. I've done them for years.
Yeah, I love those because it's just like seeing it, you know, just kind of seeing your dreams constantly. It just keeps me on task. So definitely write yourself some letters and plant the seeds. And if you've got a creative side, make yourself a little dream board and put your pictures on there of the dreams that you're hoping to attract and call in and put it up where you can see it. Keeps you on track.
And that's always helpful, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And then there's another exercise that corporate does, like, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? You know, write a letter very explicitly. And that's very helpful. And another thing is doing your words of intention, you know, neat, pretty post-it notes, stick it on your mirror so you see it, or on your computer or wherever you are all the time. You know, it's very important to do that. So,
I agree. I think you're absolutely right.
Want to let you guys know that I'll be at Naples Fair March 14th from 10 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And then I'm going to have another Biscuit and Tea Mystic March 9th, and I'm going to have a nice gentleman named Jeremy on with me. And he says he is a spiritual alchemist. So we're looking forward to that. And what about you?
Yeah, so you'll be on the west coast, southwest. Is that where Naples is? Southwest? I'm not sure.
It's west. Directly straight across.
Yeah. Also, at the same time, if you are in Brevard County, I think it's the 15th and the 16th, is the Natural Health Expo at Cocoa Beach at the International Palm Resort. So I'll be there.
Oh, so you're going to be
east. On the
west,
go see Kelly, and on the east, come see me. Yeah. we're going to be balancing the state.
Really? Yeah, we're going to be doing dueling balance.
Yeah. We got it. We got to anchor the state down, sister.
Really, we got it. Tell them how to get a hold of you one more time.
Yeah, so if you want to check out my blogs and things like that, it's at www.mirroredheartmystics.com, and I'm on Facebook. You can just look up Mirrored Hearts and you'll find me there. Oh, I have a YouTube also, Mirrored Heart Mystic.
Oh, okay. And then you can get me on YouTube too, Kelly Jo Psychic on YouTube, and Kelly Jo Psychic.com, and my phone number 561-333-5367. And I thank everybody for helping make the show wonderful. And we'll see you guys all in the future. And thank you
so much for having me, Kelly Jo. That was so exciting and so exhilarating. You have great followers. Thank you for enjoying me.
I enjoyed you.
Okay, my dear.
All right, we'll see you all in the future. Thank you, thank you. And remember, keep positive thoughts.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.